Ladies and gentle bosses, welcome to episode 10 of my podcast. It's Romeo Crowe here, and I'd like to say a little huzzah for the milestone of 10 podcasts. I know it's not a lot, but it's important that we, you know, celebrate or pat ourselves on the back when we make achievements, because the grand, you know, the grand schemes and the grand plans and the grand goals that we have are made up of smaller segments, and those segments are made up of smaller little things and smaller until it's little mini steps. So when you do something or when you're working towards something, it's really important to kind of, you know, stop and take notice of the small steps, which in and of themselves may not seem like very much, but it's, you know, it's important, because when you get to the grand goal, even that in itself won't seem like the biggest thing, because it in itself will just be one more small step that got you there. But obviously it's accumulation of all of those small steps that brought you to that goal in the first place. So today is the 10th podcast. Maybe I'll get to 50, maybe I'll get to 100, maybe I'll get to 1,000. And each of those will be just another little step along the way to, I don't know what, because I don't actually have any grand goal for this podcast other than just to keep doing them. But nonetheless, on this first segment, I wanted to say, I think it's very important that we, you know, celebrate or acknowledge those steps that we're making, because it means that we're taking action. Now, speaking of action, that brings me very nicely onto my second part of today's podcast. The importance of action over words in all sorts of ways. So, externally to other people, I'm going to use that scenario first. So talk is cheap, as they say. It's very easy to say to somebody something along the lines of, oh, you know, well done with that work, or you know, give them a like on social media, or, you know, a click of a mouse button there. You know, these are nice things we're saying to somebody. Oh, you know, well done, and we support you, and that's great, and that's, you know, it's very nice. But they've become so ubiquitous, and it's so easy to just say to somebody, you know, well done. Or on a more personal level, maybe you say to your partner, you know, oh, I love you, you know, love you, blah, 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 or, you know, oh, love you. And it's almost a throwaway line sometimes, because we don't necessarily give it the gravitas that it deserves, or we don't think about it, or we're distracted, or we're busy, or we mean it, it's genuine. But nonetheless, these things, from a Facebook like through to, you know, an I love you to somebody that you love, they can be, you know, they're gone the second they're done. And so when we take action instead and actually demonstrate that by doing something which isn't normal, in the sense of you had to really proactively make an effort to do it. It might not be the biggest effort ever, but it was action that you took that really demonstrated the fact that it's sincere and genuine. So that might be, for example, my wife, my absolutely wonderful wife. She often leaves me notes scribbled around that I won't embarrass her by saying what they say, but all various different things. But, you know, it might just say I love you, but I might be, I don't know, opening my computer in the morning, or opening it, turning it on, and I might find a note on my screen that just says I love you, or something along those lines. And that carries so much weight. It's a small action, scribbling a note, you know, but the result of that is so much more impactful, because it really is, you know, it makes you, as a recipient, it makes you stop and think and appreciate that action. And from an online, let's say, standpoint, or a marketing standpoint, or whatever you want to say, you know, when people like stuff on Facebook and whatnot, that's great. When people comment, that's obviously that bit nicer, because people have had to spend time on their keyboard to type something. But I am as guilty as the next person, in that I very often comment with, you know, a smiley face or something like that, or a one word answer. And that might be appropriate in a lot of the, you know, a lot of the scenarios. But equally, isn't it so much nicer? It's the equivalent of the written note on your screen. Isn't it so much nicer when somebody writes, you know, a sentence on something, or references whatever it is specifically, or shares some thought or experience or feedback or whatever on it, because that means that you've been heard. That means that that person has really spent time to actually interact with you sort of properly. And again, it elevates a little bit more. And so that kind of action, you know, is so much nicer than the words, so to speak, like actions better than words. And another case in point, I had a wonderful fan called Ralph. If you're listening, I want to thank you personally, but also to say Ralph and others recently as well, Sabine and other people have been really, really generous and made a little donation or a contribution on my via my website. Just a little thank you, a little gift, a little donation towards, you know, the work I'm doing, so to speak. And obviously the value of that donation is very nice, but it's not the value of it. It's the value of the fact that it's been done, that somebody's taken action. And it's so wonderful to receive. So I also myself, you know, I support other people in their endeavors if they've got like a Patreon page or something like that. And I do try it, even if I'm not really that into the specific creation or the work or the art that they're doing, if I like that person and I want to support them, I know that the feeling of getting action back, whether that's, you know, the donation or a purchase, or if that's a really nice comment, you know, in the comments section, they're kind of equal in the sense that, you know, if you get that back, it's so much nicer to receive and it really boosts you. And for me personally, anybody who has commented, you know, anybody who obviously has purchased or donated, but anybody who sent me emails, who's replied to my emails, I just want to say to each and every one of you that it is a huge boost to me. It's such a I cannot tell you how much of a motivator and inspiration it is to me, because without that, it's me in my living room on my own, you know, typing into a computer and pressing send into the black hole of the world. And the fact that people come back and say things, really nice words about, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing your album, or, you know, sharing an experience, I cannot tell you how much that really pushes me and goes, oh, brilliant. It's not just me against a wall. It's, you know, there are other people out there who want to support what I'm doing and are waiting to listen or waiting to interact. And that is absolutely fantastic. So thank you to everybody who's done that. But moral of the story externally is, as I said, talk is cheap. So take actions, because they can be hugely appreciated by the recipient. Now there's also the other type of action, which is internal action. So that is when you say to people, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And by people, that might include yourself. And then you don't do it for probably some very good reasons. And again, I am terrible at this. Yeah, but you know, I've got kids and they're young and my wife's at home and I want to spend time with them and blah. We always partition out our time in the way that best suits us. We all have the same amount of time, from Elon Musk down to, you know, anybody, person Jane who works in the local supermarket on the checkout. We all have the same amount of time, but we all choose how we're going to allot that time. And for everything that we do, it's a compromise. We're doing that at the expense of something else. And it's really frustrating. I get really frustrated and have been, especially this last week, with not being able to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I don't have enough time to do this. I don't have enough time to do that. And I'm trying to fit too much in, as my wife tells me, you know, and it's really frustrating. And then equally, I go to, let's say, martial arts, and there are guys there, my instructor chief amongst them, you know, their level of skill is world class, you know, and I look at musicians and mixing engineers and whatever, and their level of skill is world class. And that's because they have chosen, at the expense of other things, to dedicate more time and more perseverance in taking action towards that world-class goal. And that action, again, is little baby steps. It's, you know, it's showing up every day, like I'm trying to do with this podcast, or like I am doing with this podcast. It's showing up every day and doing the work. Even if it's only a small amount of work, it's building that habit. And those small steps, of course, those actions, we all know that leads towards you know, that leads towards success, that leads towards a goal, that leads towards a high level of skill, etc. And so I, you know, with these podcasts again, and you know, with exercising, which is harder than podcasts in the sense of I'm not breaking a sweat here and I'm not going to, it's not painful for me to do this podcast, whereas for me to sit in a horse stance, you know, and do martial arts conditioning is painful. So it's not something that I really want to jump up and do every day. But if I want to get my skills up, if I want to get there, I've got to take action. And so it's just a reminder to myself and to everybody watching and listening. Watching? I hope you're not watching. That would be weird. But to everybody listening, you know, to say, take action. Make them, it doesn't need to be big. They can be small actions. But make sure that every day you are moving forward and not procrastinating or not saying, I'll get to it, or not giving yourself reasons sort of not to. If it's something you really want to achieve, you must take action towards it. But as I say, it doesn't have to be big, but it does have to be consistent, and those baby steps will mount up and eventually you'll see the fruits of your labors. Now, speaking of baby steps, something else that happened to me last night, just to demonstrate all of this or tie it all together, is, as you may or may not know, I'm currently working on my album A Blind Eye to Love, which is the name of the album. And what I've done firstly is I've recorded 12 songs. I've recorded them all as demos. So the idea was to record them as quickly and simply as possible to give me a blueprint to work from. They're not the finished article. The songs will change, the instrumentation, etc., etc. But it was to help me with the songwriting and to get them down. And that's the first stage. So the second stage is now re-recording them into properly, basically. So selecting the proper sounds and all of this stuff. And I have decided, for two reasons, to mix and produce everything and do it myself. The first reason is probably the most obvious one, because I do not have the money to pay somebody else to do it. So that kind of already answers my question as to whether I should do it myself or not. The second reason is because I love to grow, I like to improve, and in the long, long term, I've got so many songs, like, and I do mean hundreds of songs, if not thousands, that I've not finished, I've not got round to or whatnot. And if I ever want to get through them, I can't afford to be paying people every time I do a song to mix it and put it out there. So I want to improve my skills, I want to get better so that I can more swiftly bring these songs through and share them with you fine folk and anybody else who wishes to listen to them. And so I'm investing in these small steps for the longer term goal, which is hopefully to be able to produce recording and then release it, and it sounds of almost comparable quality to radio, if not comparable to radio. Maybe I'll get that to that goal, maybe it'll take me years, maybe I'll never get there, I don't know, but I will keep pushing towards it. And so I'm now going through the process of tracking and recording this album. And if you want to know a bit more about that, then you can listen to yesterday's podcast, episode 9, about that process. But in short, I'm at a stage where I'm really trying to double down on learning basics, well, a bit more than basics maybe, but learning the tools of the recording and mixing engineer. And it's, I find it very, very challenging. And I've been working with them for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years or whatnot, however long I've been making recordings. And the important thing for me is the most recent recording or recordings that I'm making, are they coming out better than the previous ones? I don't mean in terms of the actual song, although hopefully my songwriting and craft is improving as well, but I mean in terms of the quality of the output. Because if it is, of course, it means I'm getting better. And I was feeling a bit low yesterday. I'm very frustrated because I did manage to spend a bunch of hours on one of the songs, and it's really hard to gauge whether you're actually getting anywhere, especially when you're in it. You really need to take a break, a good break from it, and then listen back to what you've done afterwards. And oftentimes, in fact, almost invariably, when I listen back to something, at least during the first initial stages of the mix, I'm like, God, that sounds far worse than it did when I left it, because you go into this kind of black hole with it and you lose perspective. And yesterday, I was really, really chuffed because I was feeling low and I was feeling down, and I finished. And then a bunch of hours later, I wanted to, my wife said, oh, can I listen to what you were doing earlier? And I played her the original demo, which I recorded a few months ago. And then I played afterwards what I had recorded yesterday, or what I'd redone and started the initial points of mixing yesterday. And I was so happy to hear that it is definitely better. like there is an improvement. And the interesting parallel is that in mixing, it's the sum of all of the small, subtle steps that you take, which in and of themselves might not be so audible or obvious to people listening, but when you put them all together, cumulatively, they make a really big impact. And so the art, as far as I could tell from my research, of great mixing is in being able to subtly amend things or subtly improve things. And then when you put them all together, the effect is much, much stronger, which is basically the same principle as baby steps all the way to achieving your goal. So that was a little personal win for me, which, to bring us right around to the beginning of this podcast, is a reminder, you know, to pat yourself on the back when you do achieve something and when you are making progress, when you see that you're making progress, to celebrate a little milestone when you've done something better than you've managed to do it before, or you've hit a certain milestone, the word says it all, and to take action rather than words. So actually sitting down and mixing, even if I'm not feeling it, or even if I think I'm not doing a very good job of it, to put those hours in, to put that time in, same as podcasts or same as exercising. And finally, the old adage and the obvious, baby steps to get to your goal. Just focus on putting one foot in front of the other and keep doing that, and you will succeed if you live long enough, because all you need is time at that stage. So ladies and gentlemen, I thought this was going to be a really short one today, and instead I've rambled on long, probably the longest I've done, which was weird because when I started this podcast, just before I started it, I literally didn't know what I was going to talk about, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a really short one, but let me just start jabbering and we'll see where we get to. So ladies and gentlemen, 17 minutes of your life later, I want to thank you for listening to me. I want to wish you a superbly wonderful Easter weekend, because it is Saturday of the Easter weekend. And I want to say toodle pip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.